The Run Home with Ox and Marco.
How about the SEN sporting family? Haven't they rallied around Joe from Port Melbourne? Look at all the SMSs. She should apply for the coaching director's job. That's from George. Joe, COTY. Call of the year. That's from Dale in Sydney. Give her a night with Nathan. She'd sort him out. That's North George. Joe is a gun, not even a pie supporter. Joe is spot on.
Yep. A lot of love for Joe.
A lot of love from our sporting family.
Should be down the railway having a big steak.
Go down and say hello to Joe for us. Now, Carlton take on traditional rivals Essendon this Saturday at the MCG. Saturday afternoon footy at the G in a traditional time slot of 10 past 2. Hallelujah for all the Bombers and the Blues out there. Sam Doherty is a Carlton defender and he's joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Sam.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Yeah, we're well, Sam.
Good. Hey, really good.
Is it true, Sam, that the Ox came down and had a word to the entire list down there at the Blues?
Marco.
Yes, he did. And some words of wisdom. It was good to see the big fella down there.
Unfortunately, you haven't won a game since, Sam. I have just done the maths, Sam.
Is that true?
You have not had a win since round 13, and that is when you turned up to say hello to everybody.
That's not a good strike rate, is it, Sam?
Hey, Sam, look...
No, not going too well since then.
Hey, we've all noticed there has been a drop-off, but I think most of us, you know, there are a couple of Carlton people who call in and they're unhappy, but I reckon most of the football world has seen what the Blues are trying to do and are impressed. But what do you think has caused the drop-off just of late?
Oh, I think there's a number of contributing factors. We're not playing the footy that we were early in the year. We've probably dropped off on a few key areas around our pressure that we put on the opposition, which has hurt us, and then obviously a couple of key midfielders that we've lost has had to stretch our depth and had to use a few players in different spots. But I think the exciting thing is that we've been able to blood a lot of young guys and we've been able to get some quality time into them. So we're starting to see the effects of that with the likes of Charlie Curnow and Sam Petrescu-Seaton playing some better footy over the last few weeks, which has been exciting.
Well, Sam, just to highlight how young the list is, what are you, about 24, 25?
Yeah, 24 in October.
Yeah, 24. And I suggest you're considered one of the more experienced players on the Carlton list.
Yeah. And that's sort of been the transition that I've had to make in the last few years as we've got younger and I've grown up a little bit, not too much, but I've ended up in the leadership group and one of the senior heads in our team, and I think that's the exciting thing that is that's happening is that there's a lot of guys under me in terms of age, which is exciting for the future of the Carlton Footy Club.
Hey Sam, we've been talking about the Dangerfield tackle all week, and we got in a bit of trouble to tell you the truth because we weren't. It didn't seem like we were concerned about Matthew Cruiser. How is he, and will he play this week?
He got through training today, which was good. He's been a bit groggy this week, as you'd expect for most guys that get that concussion. But we're hopeful that he'll get through tomorrow, which means that he'll be able to play. But we'll have to wait and see. With the concussion stuff, it's one of those ones that you just never know how they're going to pull up each time they train or run or do anything. So we'll just see how the big fella pulls up. But he'll put every foot forward to get up, the big fella, and he doesn't say too much normally, so it hasn't made too much of a difference, to be honest.
No, it wouldn't have been. He did look groggy, though. Hey, Derm thinks that Charlie Curnow could be the best player in the comp in the next 2 years. Do you feel the same? Do you see unbelievable upside to him?
Yeah, I do. He's one of the most exciting ones that we've got in our group, and I think the thing that sort of stands out for him is his athleticism and his ability to take a good contested grab. So I think even last week, we didn't play that well, but he took four or five contested marks down the line. And as his body grows and he matures, I think he'll be a special player.
The other one I like down there too, and I reckon maybe just as good, is Harry Mackay. I don't know what it is, Sam. I know you've watched a lot of footy also. Do you see... I don't know what it is, but he's got something there that you just go, wow, if this clicks for him, he could be unbelievable.
Yeah, he's another one. He's got a terrific set of hands. And his problem's been in the last sort of few weeks is getting enough run and jumps at the ball that he's been able to grasp them. But he does, as you said, he's visibly got a lot of talent. He knows where the goals are. He's got a good kick on him and he's got a good set of hands, which is all the makings for a good young forward in the league. So... another one that we're pretty excited about down at the Blues.
I imagine once Paddy Cripps gets up and going next year as well, Sam, there's another one you can throw into the mix. I think it's going to be exciting next year, you?
Yeah, I think that's the optimism that comes with a young group is the improvement you get over these last four games and the pre-season and the body of work you can get together as a group over that time. You'd hope that your group improves and we're looking that way and it is exciting, but we do have this year to finish off and you just don't notice how valuable games are, what I'm trying to say, valuable games are for young kids to play in AFL. They'll learn so much over the next 4 weeks that will stand them in good stead in the for the pre-season and next year.
Big game, traditional time, as we said before, 10 past 2 on a Saturday. It doesn't happen that often, but you're up against a side that's pretty damn good, and they've got a centre-half forward who's excellent. Does Batman go to him, or does Wiedering?
I'm not actually too sure, to be honest. We'll more discuss that stuff tomorrow after the team's pick, but I think either of them will probably have their time on him at some stage during the game there.
Batman, of course, being Liam Jones, right,
Sam? Yeah, no, I've heard that while I've listened to SEN over the times in the car, but it'd be interesting to see how they go, and he's a special player, and he's in pretty good form, but we back our guys in to have a good plan to combat him.
Hey, Sam, just on Liam Jones, we're having lots of fun, because I don't think, to be honest, we haven't seen much like it.
He's got two coaches, he's coming second.
He's one vote off leading the Run Home Player of the Year Award,
yep,
which is amazing. So we are loving him here on the Run Home, and I imagine you guys, you must be having a bit of fun and, you know, just watching what's happened this year, what have you thought about it yourself?
It's been one of the more amazing turnarounds I've seen in footy, to be honest. But the thing that doesn't surprise me is he's the type of bloke that would do this sort of thing to his career. He's really competitive, and I think you see that in his game. I love playing with him because he goes 100 miles an hour at every ball that's possibly in his area and in the air. So as a fellow defender, you know exactly what you're going to get from him, which is really handy. And he's been able to take a few scalps over the last sort of month or so. And he's the exciting thing about him is he's still learning his craft as a defender. So he could get a hell of a lot better in the next couple of years.
Sam, big day at the G tomorrow, 10 past 2. We're all looking forward to it. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks very much, guys.
Good on you. Sam Doherty there, Carlton defender. It is a good story, Batman.
Oh, great story.
I'm glad that people are listening and understand who
Batman is.
So
they haven't won since I went down there.
That is great. What?
They haven't won since I went
down there. Not once. What did you say to them?
Just gave them a pump-up speech. As it worked.
I'd revisit your pump-up speech.
Gee.
I'd go down a different
track. I've got to go down a different track.
Better go do the anti-gambling again.
The Run Home with Ox and Marco. 3 till 7 weekdays on 11:16 SEN. Melbourne's home of footy.